Today's episode of the Just Keep Swimming podcast is brought to you by Audible. Audible is an online audiobook and podcast service offering over 10,000 books and the ability to listen to your favorite podcasts, including the Just Keep Swimming podcast. I personally use Audible all the time and suggest you take a listen to Intentional Living by John C. Maxwell. In this book, Mr. Maxwell shares his story on how he was able to live a noble and purposeful life and gives you tips and tricks so you can do the same. So please start your 30-day free trial now at www.audibletrial.com/JKS podcast, all lowercase. Again, that is www.audibletrial.com/JKS podcast. And if you have any more questions or concerns for the Just Keep Swimming podcast, you're always welcome to reach out to us on Facebook or at Instagram at JustKeepSwimming_podcast, or you can email us at JKSpodcast702@gmail.com. And with that out the way, let's dive into it. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the Just Keep Swimming podcast. It's your friend, your boy, your host, Mr. Adrian Jackson, back at it again with another great episode for you. And you already know who's with me. It's the boy, the man, the myth, the legend. It's Mr. 1-3 dropping hot beats for the city. Make sure you guys check out his new album, which is going to be coming soon. It's going to be fire, I promise you. You don't want to miss it. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm back from my little vacation. I actually took a cruise with Jessica. We kind of went to Catalina Islands, Mexico, and just got a chance to get away and just disconnect from a little while. But you already know that while I was gone, I was thinking about you guys and wondering what kind of message or what can I learn from this cruise to share with you guys. And I think I had a few things that I would love to share with you guys today. So just bear with me, and I feel it's going to be a great message. So I already kind of stated the first part was the ability to disconnect. It felt so good to really just be able to put our phones down. The boat did have Wi-Fi, but we didn't pay for the Wi-Fi plan. We only used the little free Wi-Fi they have for their app to tell us like what's going on in the boat. But you know, it felt so good to just disconnect, not have social media to worry about, not have to worry about what's going on in the news, not worry about what your family is doing, nobody reaching out to you for drama or anything like that. And it was just amazing feeling to really just disconnect and just get back to life and really just be able to look at nature and look at all the beauty life has to offer outside of your phone. So that's one thing that I highly suggest everybody do, is just take a moment to be able to disconnect. Put your phone down for a day, for 24 hours, for 2 days if possible. Shoot, even if it's only an hour, you know, do whatever you have to do to just be able to take your phone off the grid, take yourself off the grid just for a little bit to get your mind right, you know, because the ability to disconnect, you know, one, it helped me just focus on the vacation, focus on her, focus on love, and just having a good time. And then two, you know, when I came back, it was beautiful to see that, like, yo, you didn't really miss nothing. You know what I'm saying? The world is still the world. Things are still happening. You know what I'm saying? Your family's still doing what they do. But the question is did you get a chance to reset and get yourself back to normal so you can come back better than what you left? And that's one thing that, you know, the vacation really helped me do, just disconnect and put my phone down. So I think that was like just so beautiful. So the second thing that I kind of learned from the vacation was just, you know, go with the flow, go with life, let life do what it do. You know, we're on this big old cruise ship, and I have no idea what path the captain is taking. I have no idea what type of weather is truly going to come. But what do I know? I do know that I'm here. I'm here to enjoy myself, enjoy my day, and I'm going to do whatever I can, and whatever happens, happens when we get there. So, you know, while the captain is shelling this ship, you know, I can't sit here and wonder, like, is he on the right path? Is he going the right direction? Is this the best path? Is this the fastest path? Like, no, that's not my issue. My issue is let me go find something to eat. Let me go entertain myself. Let's go take a walk. Let's go see what the boat looks like. Let's go stare at the water. You know, because as of right now, I can't do nothing. I can't make this boat go no faster, no smoother. I can't make us go to a different direction, take another route or anything. All I can really do is just sit back and sail, just cruise, you know. And I think that's something that we could apply with a lot of life. You know, a lot of things we feel that we have control over when we really don't have control over it. And we have to learn to just let go of that control and just go with the waves, go with the cruise, and trust that the boat would get there no matter what. You know, so like that brings me to like, do you trust God? How much do you trust God in the universe that they're guiding you on the correct path? You know, because if you're on this ship of life and you're trying to cruise, but you're trying to fight every single wave, what makes you think you're going to get there? You know, like you have to understand that the path being taken was already laid out for you, and you have to just go with the flow, just do what you can, and then when you arrive to your destination, enjoy the destination. You know, like I couldn't make us get to the islands no faster, but when we got to the islands, I got off the boat, I got some sun, stretched my head, stretched my legs, you know what I'm saying, let my hair down if I had hair, and I just got to enjoy the destination while I was there. And when it was time to go, okay, well, make sure you're on the boat before it's time to go and get back. And again, I'm back out of control, you know, back to just enjoying my day and do what I can while the captain takes me where he's going to take me. So that's something I believe that everybody can truly learn to do, is just let go of control. And this leads to my last point. It's just let life do what it do. You know, while we was in Mexico, we got to sit at the beach for a little while, and I was just watching, you know, the waves come in and out, and it was just beautiful to watch the flow of it. You know, like the waves always breathing. It's always in and it's out. It's always up and it's down. It was always left and then it was right, you know, but the flow never stopped. You know, the waves never said, oh, this girl is standing in the water with her feet, I'm about to not splash her. It's like, no, I'm gonna keep doing what I do. I'm gonna keep my flow going. I'm gonna keep pushing and I'm gonna keep pulling. I'm gonna keep going forward and I'm gonna keep going back. And that right there was just so beautiful to me, because it's like, you know, life is full of ups and downs. One of my favorite lessons in college was life is like a roller coaster or merry-go-round. You're going to go be at the top one point, and another point you're going to be at the bottom. And I think the waves really said that to me, because it was just like watching was just so relaxing. And then watching the little seashells on the beach, you know, at one point you'll see them, they're all beautiful and clear, and next you know that wave may come in and wipe it all away and it's gone. And it's like, what do I do? Do I be sad that this seashell went away? Or do I just understand that, hey, it went back to where it's going to go and it may appear again? And I was watching this one shell just appear and disappear, appear and disappear. And it's kind of like, you know, that's how life works. You know, the ups are going to come and they're going to be gone. The downs are going to come and they're going to be gone. But you have to just let it breathe and do what it do, because at the end of the day, those waves moving in and out created that beautiful beach, created that beautiful scenery, gave you that sense of peace and serenity. You know, you just let nature do what it do. The birds adapted, the fish adapted, everybody adapted while nature's still doing what it's doing. So yeah, that's my mindset. Just go with the flow, you know what I'm saying? Let the waves of life come in and come out. Let them crash, let them splash, let them do what they have to do. Because at the end of the day, you're always going to come back on top at some point. You're always going to push forward and you're always going to come back. Push forward, come back. But yeah, it happens. It's life. It is what it is. But yeah, so if you guys have never took a cruise in your life, I highly suggest it. It was so amazing, so relaxing, so just breathtaking, and ability just to truly just let go and just go with the flow and understand that I'm here for fun. I'm here to enjoy my life, to find myself again. And that right there is going to lead me to my last part, which is stop worrying about others. Let people go. You know, we're on this boat of, you know, it's about 2,000 people on this boat with us, but at the end of the day, I'm only truly worried about two people, myself and Jessica. I want to make sure she was good, and I want to make sure that I was happy and enjoying myself. And that's what everybody else is doing, you know? Like, yes, you mix, you mingle, you say hi, you had dinner with random people that you probably never seen before, but at the end of the day, you know, they're here for themselves, because now they're gone. I may never see these people again, never talk to them again, even though I got some people's numbers. I may never reach out to them, because at the end of the day, they were there for that moment for me, to help me enjoy that moment. But, you know, things go on. Life goes on. So, you know, share that smile. Be that kind human being. You never know what your positive words can really do somebody, what your smile can really do to help out other people. You know, while we're in Mexico, this dude was trying to sell bracelets, and you know, he was only charging like $5 or something, but I didn't have no change, so I just gave him a full 20. I was like, yeah man, just keep it. He was like, oh my god, thank you. And like I felt like I blessed him more than he expected. Like, he low-key was on his mindset that he could have been done for the day, or maybe he made his profit that he needed for the day, and you know, now he can truly hustle to stack up. But you know, it was just one of those feelings of, I have no idea what's truly going on with this man, but you know what, he's out here hustling, I'm feeling giving, so I'm gonna give, because I know money flows through me freely, copiously, endlessly. You know, money flows through me like the waves. Sometimes I'm at the top, sometimes at the bottom, but I know that the money's always gonna keep flowing back, because that's the way it's supposed to do. Currency is a current. What is current? Waves, rivers, lakes, currents. Deep. But yeah. So yeah, that's all I kind of just really want to share. Just, you know, disconnect for a second, go with the flow, trust that everything's gonna push and pull and come back to you the way it's supposed to, and just trust that people, you know, they're really not overly concerned with what you think they are concerned with. You know, a lot of people out here just living a life the same way you are. They're in the same boat you're in. They're feeling the same ways you're feeling. But it's like, how are you going to accept it? You know, some people on the boat, they were complaining. They were like, oh man, I'm getting seasick, this don't feel right. Me, on the other hand, I was outside in the rain, enjoying the waves, recording videos, laughing, just enjoying what's going on, because at the end of the day, I couldn't control it, but I can control how I perceive it and how I accept it. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that message. I hope it made sense. You already know we have some big things coming to work. We have another episode dropping next Monday. We have another live episode coming for you guys soon, so be on the lookout for that. And yeah, make sure to just relax, cruise your life. Don't take it too seriously, because at the end of the day, you're here to be happy and to have fun, to enjoy yourself, and to be in your purpose. You know what I'm saying? Use your talents. You got this. But yeah, hope you guys had an amazing day, a wonderful afternoon, a splendid evening, and remember to just keep swimming.